AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. President Obama says any agreement with Iran must allow Western powers to verify that Tehran is not going to obtain an atomic weapon.
Even if they cheated, we would be able to have enough time to take action. If we don't have that kind of deal, then we're not going to take it.
He spoke in an interview with CBS News. There's a report on the investigation into the Malaysia jet that went missing last year.
The first comprehensive report into the disappearance of Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 reveals that the battery of an underwater locator beacon had expired more than a year before the plane vanished on March 8, 2014. Apart from that anomaly, the report sheds little light on aviation's biggest mystery. The report was released as loved ones gathered Sunday at a mall in Kuala Lumpur to mark the first anniversary of the plane's disappearance. I'm Ross Simpson.
Lawmakers in Congress are talking about Hillary Rodham Clinton's use of a private non-government email account while she was Secretary of State. Republican South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham wonders who else could get away with that.
Was any other cabinet member during the time that she served, did they have a private email account?
He was on NBC's Meet the Press. Democratic California Senator Dianne Feinstein told the show she does not believe Hillary Clinton did anything illegal by using a personal email account for official business.
As I understand it, the regulations were unclear and there's no specific law.
A 47-year-old Utah man accused of wanting to kill police officers and blow up a police station to trigger an uprising against the government has pleaded guilty to a felony charge. This is AP Radio News. Pucker up and blow. That's what the winner of this weekend's conch shell blowing contest in Key West, Florida, says is a key to getting the best sound out of the shell. And Eddie Webb says it takes practice and persistence.
If you can't get it right off the bat, keep trying, and you'll get it. Once you feel that sound, and you get to the right pucker on your lips to make it, you'll know where it is. And then you can carry on for as long as you want.
Due to lack of snow in Alaska, the official start of this year's Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race will be in Fairbanks Monday. Dan and Kathy Taylor have turned out to see the mushers off.
I think the mushers and just their knowledge and how they love their dogs.
Yeah, and how open air to talk to everybody. Yeah, it's really, really a great group of people, and they're real friendly.
There are over 75 teams in the race this year. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.